Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a short one. We got the one that all you got to do is remember who I am, and then you got the one that if you like to type, we got that long one there for you. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to find Jeffrey Zabar in our Brain Trust list and find out more about him and go back and listen to some of the archives that we've conducted with Jeffrey over the last 150 years. Well, actually, something under 150 years. Jeffrey is the author of many books, including Safe at Home, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's one of our top home-based business experts. Heck, he's one of the top home-based business experts in the world, maybe in the universe. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I will take claim to that. I'll take ownership of that. I am one of the top home business experts in the universe.
Home-based business, that's exactly right.
Let
that's
someone come from the Andromeda Galaxy and prove otherwise, okay?
Exactly. Yeah,
I'll debate them any day.
I'll let you take that call, by the way.
As long as they don't vaporize me, you know, zip, okay, we're down one home office expert.
So. You know, one of the funniest lines in cinema, Jeff, is and folks, unfortunately, Jeff and I wander off every once in a while, but Jeff, in Men in Black, the first one,
mm-hmm.
When they were down on the border and some of the folks thought they had a truckload of illegal aliens and of course Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones knew they really were aliens, but not the kind they thought. Anyway, so they had this one guy. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
And so he throws off his raincoat, and sure enough, there's a real alien under there. And Tommy Lee says, "All right, raise your arms and all your flippers." So when the guy comes down to question you on your claim, you might want to make sure you check out all the flippers.
Exactly, you got a flippers, you got a ray gun under there. Should I be like running here?
What's this got to do with home based business, Jeff?
Excuse me.
What's this got to do with home based business?
Let me think.
Help me here. We got to get back on track, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's. Track is off track, and then, you know, off track is talking about home-based business.
Well, that's about right, because sometimes some people think, and if you think I'm not the king of Segway, some people think that being home-based is a little bit off track, don't they?
Well, it remains that way, and it remains where people have that impression of what home-based business is or isn't. But what we're learning and what we've learned really over the past 5 to 7 years, especially as technology has taken off, is that it really can be on track no matter what track that is for you. So how many times will I call? Like I have a conference call today with one of my clients who's the CEO of the company. It's not a small company. It has, you know, probably 15 to 20 employees. So it's small business, but it's not a dinky company like a sole proprietorship from home, which I only mean dinky.
It's not a micropreneur.
Exactly. But he works from home on Fridays because he wants balance in his life. He wants to be there to see his kids off. He works. His wife is in the business with him, and it's a little bit more of a relaxed day. So you have senior corporate executives, even from Fortune 500s, who have home offices, who work from home because they can, and they get work done. But it's not just some guy or gal running an eBay operation or, you know, selling some, you know, multi-level marketing or selling some product from their garage out in the suburbs. I mean,
but that makes him kind of more of a telecommuter, doesn't it?
That makes him a telecommuter, but he's, you know, he like many others are home officers, and I sort of lump them under that same umbrella of being a home officer, of having to adhere to many of the same concepts of transparency, of trying to stifle some of the chaos that can be there, to making a home office that is fully functional and sort of doesn't inhibit workflow, and it actually encourages the professionalism and work that we do. So whether you are a teleworker or a home-based entrepreneur, that's kind of what you need to foster in that home office, whether you're, you know, trying to bring in your own bacon for your own small business or for your stockholders or for whatever the company may be.
Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that's helped to increase the credibility of a truly home-based business like yours, and like I have been in many years past, is the telecommuter.
Right.
The guy that you just talked about, who maybe 10 years ago wouldn't have really held any, you know, considered a home-based business to be a serious business, now that he or she is working at home part of the time, seeing that he can function in that environment and could function more if he wanted to, the next time he runs into a truly home-based business person, he's going to have a different attitude. And that's what's helping the culture to come around to realizing that home-based is not only is it not wrong, it's actually the original business.
Right. Well,
you know, we're reverting back to our origins, aren't we?
And if you look at it that way, it truly is the original business. And some people who work from home and discuss the concept will talk about, you know, in the old West, you know, the blacksmith who had his shop downstairs and he lived up top.
Every shopkeeper was
the same way. Exactly. The doctor, whomever, you know, they had their storefront and then they had their residence.
I knew people like that. Did you know that? I knew. Have you known anybody like that?
Well, probably. I'm not as old as you are, so I probably didn't know people from back in the old.
It hasn't been that long ago that a part of Americana, you could go into flyover America and find people who cohabitated with their business that was actually a storefront. Not, you know, typically when you think of a home-based business today, you think of somebody like you who doesn't truly have a storefront.
Right.
Your storefront is online.
And we see it taking off now. Well, not taking off, but we see it happening now in cities like Celebration, which is a spinoff of Disney up in Central Florida, and Seaside, Florida, which is a quaint, if deliberate, old-style neighborhood that was built over the past couple decades, where they have that old-style downtown where you can walk there from your residence. You know, really everything's within walking distance,
right,
not like the suburbs. And cities in rebuilds in all across America where they're trying to bring more people downtown, so they're putting residences and multi-use facilities and places where the shop is downstairs. They may have a residence upstairs and trying to recreate those downtowns of old so that it not only brings people downtown, it keeps people downtown, and it makes a warmer, a more friendly and congenial type atmosphere for people.
And the more that we enter the digital age, the more these kinds of things are going to be happening. When we come back, now that you've got that home-based business, what are you going to do with it? How do you make sure that you stay on track and you continue to grow in the right direction? Jeffrey's going to help us with that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. We're visiting with a man who's always satisfied, Jeffrey Zabara, the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Now, one of the things, Jeffrey, folks, we were talking about, and let me remind you, folks, I still encourage you to check out Jeffrey's book, Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting, and there's one more, and I don't have it in front of me, Jeff.
Well, we have Safe at Home, we have Home Office Know-How, we
That's
have Teleworking
it.
And Telecommuting, Home Office Success Stories.
They go on. The list goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. He's
as
a very
you said
prolific
before, something under 150 books.
That's exactly right. So, folks, I encourage you to check that out. Now, they can find those at your website, can't they?
They can find them on my website, and interestingly, one thing that I just did, and which we can talk about for a bit, is how I just went onto my website and redid a lot of the content to make it constantly fresh to the people out there who are trying to learn more about home officing. So what I did is I posted a couple sample chapters from two of my books online, and if they like them, they can turn around and buy the whole thing. So
but now, Jeff, you're a content manufacturer.
That's what
I
do.
And so whenever you want to... Whenever you want to spruce up the lure that you use to get customers to come and do business with you, that's what you do. You spruce up your website.
Right.
You update the content. You put some new stuff up there and make it look shiny and new. But a lot of home-based business owners aren't like you. They're not natural-born writers. They're not. They don't have the gift of gab, and so they've got. They feel a little bit deficient when they hear you talk about the things that you just talked about. How do people who, let's say that you're home-based, but you're not a writer. You're in another kind of business. How do they keep their brand and their image spruced up?
Well, I'm going to say two things here that we don't want a lot of people to hear about, especially my potential paying clients. Writing isn't that hard, okay? So it's not rocket science. Now, don't tell my clients that, because then they're going to come back and try and cut my fee.
Exactly.
If they cut any more, gosh, I don't know if it's possible.
You'll have to pay them.
No, I'll have to pay them, exactly. Which you would be surprised how many people want me to actually, hey, we'll let you run it on our website if you pay.
Right. I've gotten that, too.
So, but I mean, the thing is, you got to think about what it is that you do, and it doesn't have to be, deep, long, and drawn out as far as the content you may write, whether it's for a brochure, maybe you reach out to the local newspaper, and if you're a plumber or a carpenter or a contractor or a tradesman, and you work with, homeowners, and you want to sort of lure people to your business and let them know what you're about and you're around, here we are in the South, we're approaching, along the Eastern Seaboard and the Gulf Coast, we're approaching hurricane season again. So maybe there's a contractor out there, here's how to protect your home in advance, get ready for hurricane season. You write an article, you put your thoughts out there. If you let your spouse or a friend or someone else go through it and edit it, typically with a publication, they'll edit it as it is. But if you're doing marketing materials, put your thoughts on paper. I mean, that's really what the key is. If you have a new
It doesn't
thought,
have to be long either, does it, Jeff?
It doesn't have to
it could
be long.
It could be 75 words.
Exactly. The shorter the better, as long as it's chock full of information. You don't want to ramble on about nothing, sort of like what we sometimes do on the show.
And also, Jeff, I think sometimes people worry that the way they write is not, professional, because they're not professional writers. But folks would rather read pithy content from you than they would something that sounded like it came out of a textbook.
You know, it's funny, I go back and I read some of the emails, and especially this way when I write an email, I write the way I speak.
Yeah.
So my punctuation and the way it comes out, if you read it aloud, would sound conversational, as opposed to something that I'm writing for, say a business column for my publications. And even then, that's what I've come to know. We were talking off air about, radio hosts and the way people are and the way they run their radio programs. Do people like... Why do they like, Jim Blassingame? Why do they like Jeff Sabar's writing? Because
I asked that question many times.
All the time, and we wonder why they come back. But because they've developed an affinity for the way we present the material and what we have to say. So as a
So what you're saying, Jeffrey, is that the way to keep your content fresh is to just update your own yourself on your website. On your marketing material, the way you talk to them when you call them, whatever. Don't be afraid to be you.
Right.
Even maybe you want to get somebody to check your grammar, but basically, don't be afraid to be you. And a quick story: a publication that's a little bit starchy, a little bit buttoned down, asked me to provide an article for them. And I did, and I was working on it, and I called the guy up, and I said, I feel like I need to give you a warning here. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you haven't read my – I don't know how much of my stuff you've read, but I'm not – I don't write like a lot of other folks do. And I said, my stuff might not be what you expect. And I said, let me give you a warning. The first few words of the article are, once upon a time.
In a land far, far away.
Yeah, and I said, this is not the kind of thing I think of when I think of your magazine. He said, don't worry. He said, that's the reason we ask you to write it. They wanted somebody who would write that way. So, folks, be yourself when you're dealing with your brand, when you're developing your brand, when you're updating your brand and all that. You just got to be yourself, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, and that's something you got to remember. With every small business, you are intrinsically tied into your brand. So people hire you because, if you're Bob Smith the plumber, they're not looking for plumber. They see Bob Smith. They get to know you. They know who you are.
Yep.
They're hiring you because of who you are, so stay true to that.
Give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. jeffreyzabar.com.
And it is Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Jeff. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great.
All right. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be right back, too, right after these messages with our friend Tom Mast. We're going to talk about petroleum. Are we really out of oil? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.